This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. We still don't know where the online retail giant Amazon will locate what it calls HQ2, its second headquarters, but we do know that it will not be in Milwaukee or anywhere in Wisconsin. Amazon announced its winnowed down list a few weeks ago, and it did not include anywhere in the Badger State.
Not much has been publicized about any efforts to lure the company to Wisconsin, and recent reporting by the Milwaukee Business Journal indicates that may have been by design. In that newspaper, Sean Ryan reported that state emails indicate an effort to keep details of the bid secret. He joined Lake Effect's Joy Powers in the studio to explain the story, starting with Amazon's very public effort to find a location for HQ2.
This happened last year, and it was a pretty unusual move by Amazon to make it such a public process to ask basically anybody in the country that wanted to submit a proposal to try to compete for this $5 billion project. And that got economic development groups across the country, including those here in Wisconsin, mobilizing to submit a response to them. And ultimately, three were submitted for the state of Wisconsin out of the 238 that Amazon received nationally.
WEDEC, they asked private groups to submit pitches directly to Amazon instead of WEDEC itself. Why does this matter? What does this mean?
Well, through a series of emails we got from that state agency, it showed that they had originally planned to have WEDC, the state government group, submit one response on behalf of the entire state. And then questions were raised, well, if we do it this way, will the responses that we send to Amazon become a public record? And that led to a change of strategy. Instead, they said, let's have these regional economic development groups, and that includes Milwaukee 7, which covers southeast Wisconsin. Let's have these regional economic development groups that are private organizations that aren't subject to open records laws submit them instead of us, which kept the responses confidential, at least kept it out of government hands, except for one that actually did end up in WEDC's possession.
So it's clear from the emails that they were deliberately trying to make this process less transparent. Why would they do that?
There's a number of reasons. Part of it is that is how companies generally demand that this game be played. It's different in this case because Amazon made such a public deal about looking for a new headquarters site. But generally, when companies are looking for a development site for anything of scale, they want to keep it secret until they've made their final decision. They don't want their competitor companies to know. And what was different on this is that Amazon did make it public that they were going to be looking for a site, but because companies generally demand this level of secrecy, local development groups, including the WEDC, comply with that. It's something that they say is basically a prerequisite of being in the game of competing for these big job-creating projects.
What are these kinds of non-disclosure agreements and this kind of secrecy? What does that give to the private companies that are soliciting bids and the companies that are putting these pitches out there?
I've heard it sort of talked about a few different ways. The one that's most commonly brought up, at least from the perspective of the companies that would be investing in these developments, is they don't want their competitors to know what they're up to. And if word gets out that they're trying to build X size facility to build these widgets, that is something their competitors could use when competing against them. From the perspective of government groups and from these regional economic development organizations, part of it is they're also trying to protect their competitiveness. And that was something that was brought up as to, well, why shouldn't the Amazon pitches become public now? Well, a lot of the information that are in those are repeated across several different pitches to several different companies. So if you're an economic development group in Milwaukee, do you want economic development groups in the Twin Cities, in Chicago, in any other state to kind of know what one person called their playbook is?
What does it ultimately mean for taxpayers, for voters? Because something that you brought up inside of your story is really these deals, they go on in kind of secret, and the kinds of facts and figures around them, they aren't really made public until the plan is already in writing until the plan is really going to go through.
That's very true. They are all subject to final approvals by elected officials, or in the WEDC's case, their board has to look at it. But by the time it gets to that level, generally the deal has been negotiated and finalized. It's not common for you to see a member of a common council, since they, through closed session meetings that are in private, have been part of the negotiations already. It's uncommon for a deal to become public and then to see an elected official want to make changes to it after that happens. Oftentimes it'll become public, and within a matter of weeks, days, sometimes even hours, it will get the final approvals it needs to go forward. And, you know, folks would raise questions about what does that mean for transparency, about the public involvement in these kinds of, you know, large investment, but also job creating, but also heavily subsidized by taxpayers' projects.
Who end up being on the hook for this? Taxpayers end up paying for a lot of these projects.
Well, just like confidentiality is a common part of the game for these kind of job creation efforts, so is government subsidies. They aren't necessarily going to make a project a contender if it wasn't already, or a site a contender if it wasn't already, but it does help, and it's common across all states.
So you mentioned there were three bids that came out of Wisconsin. One of them was from the Milwaukee 7. Now, when I was reading this and when I was talking to colleagues about this, there was some confusion because people had kind of conflated the Milwaukee 7 bid with the Milwaukee government, with the Waukesha County's government. What was the Milwaukee 7 bid? What did that represent?
The Milwaukee 7 bid, as we understand it, they haven't sort of commented on the specifics of what they've proposed, but local government officials have said that the Milwaukee 7's bid included sites in Milwaukee, also included sites in Waukesha County. Those involved in putting that together, either from government or from the Milwaukee 7, haven't said what those sites were. I mean, we've, you know, heard through the grapevine what a couple of them are. But basically, it meant that just like the state agency had Milwaukee 7 submit a proposal, the city of Milwaukee and Waukesha County government had the Milwaukee 7 submit a proposal on their half as well.
So Milwaukee didn't have its own separate bid. It was really doing this through the Milwaukee 7.
Correct. And it's not uncommon for it to be done that way. And interesting side effect of all this is that these kinds of proposals are sent in all the time by these regional economic development groups with, I'm sure, varying levels of government participation in them. Sometimes, you know, companies, when they're looking for development sites, don't want governments to get involved that early in the process for some of the confidentiality reasons we've talked about.
So this is a way for them, again, to kind of skirt the open records laws that would cover Milwaukee County or Waukesha County.
We have open records requests pending with the city of Milwaukee, with Waukesha County. Those are being processed at the time that we're talking right now, so I don't know what the outcome of that will be.
Okay. What's next for this story? What do we still need to learn?
Well, we really don't know the details of what the proposal was for the Madison area. We know that one was sent in by their private group there. We're hoping to hear more about what was the proposal here for the Milwaukee area as well. And, you know, the question becomes, is this going to be a more common practice by local government agencies as they move forward? To some degree, we're seeing these private groups, which, don't get me wrong, they do a great job in doing what they do, but they're also doing more of this work instead of government agencies. So what does that mean going forward? There's, I'm sure, a lot of people who could raise questions but could weigh in on that. That's not for me to judge.
Sean Ryan has been covering the story of Wisconsin's efforts to land Amazon's HQ2 and how they were conducted for the Milwaukee Business Journal. He spoke with Joy Powers.